Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for an hour spinning Soul 45 special show tonight. It's the first in a month's worth of special October shows here on Downtown Soulville. Been doing this every October for the past several years because during the month of October, WFMU has a fundraiser going on. It's around this time of year, every year that we run out of money and we come looking to you for help. So it's called our October Hellraiser fundraiser. For this entire month, we encourage you to go online and pledge at wfmu.org. Very easy instructions there to follow, and we appreciate all your help, all the donations you can afford. Thank you so much for that. Not gonna pitch during the rest of the show, just once per show. WFMU.org is the place to go. Tonight's special show, inspired by having Carolyn Crawford on the show a few weeks ago and by the sad news of the passing of someone who I think was the last surviving member of the Marvelettes, the great Motown girl group. I'm going to do a show devoted to the women of Motown tonight. All 45s by female recording acts from Motown Records and its subsidiary labels. We'll kick it off with one by Debbie Dean.
I cried all night long when I found out what your mama told you. My mama said, "Don't cry now, girl. I'm gonna tell you what to do." And then she said, "Don't wait till he makes up his mind.
Him.
You know a good man is hard to find now. A stitch in
my head to my feet.
Downtown Soulville Show, the women of Motown on tonight's program. That last one, LaBrenda Benn made two 45s for Gordy Records. That one was called I Can't Help It, I Gotta Dance. Now, when I say Motown, a lot of people use that generically to refer to any kind of poppy 60s soul music, but we treasure specificity here at Downtown Soulville, and I'm talking about the actual Berry Gordy-owned family of labels, of which Motown was the most prominent, but it also included Tamla, VIP, Gordy, Soul, and some other smaller labels. Before LaBrenda, Mary Wells did I Don't Want to Take a Chance, Velvelettes, kind of one of the unsung girl groups of the labels. He Was Really Saying Something, Debbie Dean, an answer to Smokey Robinson with Don't Let Him Shop Around, and the instrumental at the very beginning of the show, Snake Walk Part 1 by the Swingin' Tigers. In the background, San Remo Golden Strings with Joy Road, which I assume is named after the West Side Detroit street, Joy Road. But I can't be positive. Okay, I've got a really oddball Motown record queued up. One of the oddest releases on the label, an early record on VIP by Oma Hurd. It's called Lifetime Man.
Be. You know how to do me
The Marvelettes on the Downtown Soulville Show. Juanita Coward, Georgiana Tillman, Wanda Young, Gladys Horton, and the late Catherine Anderson Schaffner, who died 2 weeks ago at age 79. They were from Inkster, Michigan, met in high school or earlier. They made so many great records. That one, a big hit for them, Too Many Fish in the Sea. I'm not going to play some of their other hugest hits like Please Mr. Postman or Beachwood 45789, but I am about to play a whole bunch of Marvelettes records in a row. Before Too Many Fish in the Sea, we heard from Hattie Littles. That was called Here You Come. Supremes, Love is Like an Itch in My Heart. Omah Hurd, that odd record, Lifetime Man. The Women of Motown Records on tonight's Downtown Soulville program. Just one of four special shows I'll be doing every Friday this month. I'll announce the rest at the end of the show. But without further ado, let's hear a whole bunch of Marvelettes records in a row. Thank you.
Like a fox that preys on a rat.
some of the music of the great Marvelettes on tonight's Downtown Soulville show. Part of our Women of Motown tribute special show. That one, strange I know. A listener on the message board requested that one, and I happen to have it with me, and it's a song that I love. Before that, I'm going to Hold On As Long As I Can. If that sounded a little different from the other Marvelettes records I played, it's because it was slightly later. It was from 1968, and I believe the lead singer on that was a late addition to the group named Ann Bogan, whereas on the rest of the stuff, it's mostly Wanda Young and Gladys Horton singing lead. I'll keep holding on before that. Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. Send that one out to Birthday Boy. Boy, I think. Chili Mac Pagoda. Or is it Chili McPagoda? Always on the message board at WFMU.org every week. Thank you for that, Chili. You're the One before that. Danger, Heartbreak, Dead Ahead. And All the Love I've Got. The Marvelettes. Rest in peace, Marvelette Catherine Anderson Schaffner. There's a good obituary of her from a couple weeks ago in the Detroit Free Press, if you want to look that up. Pretty interesting life she had. Okay, I want to squeeze in some more Motown women, starting with Brenda Holloway.
Thing in my-
That's going to do it for this week's Downtown Soulville radio program featuring the women of Motown. Boy, I just scratched the surface there. Could have done so much more. I had so many more I intended to play, but I'm happy with what I played. Hope you were too. Tammy Terrell, that last one, that was an unofficial release. Tragic figure, Tammy Terrell. Boy, made so many fantastic records and was dead by age 24. You can catch a very informative documentary about her, and I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube. It's called Unsung. Just Google Unsung Tammy Terrell, you'll find it. All I Do Is Think About You, the name of that Stevie Wonder composition that he later recorded. Kim Weston with the great Take Me In Your Arms, Rock Me A Little While. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Show Me The Way. And Brenda Holloway, some West Coast Motown, Starting To Hurt All Over Again. As I said earlier, special shows all month. Next week, a super secret guy who made a handful of fantastic records under two different names and then had another strange... I can't even go into it too much. I want it to be a surprise, but it's going to be excellent. Week after that, one of my favorite songwriters, better known as a performer, that's going to be a secret too. We're just going to focus on his songwriting. And then, by popular demand, the last Friday in October, Downtown Ghoulville Halloween program. Stay tuned for Nate the K. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. And I want to mention the WFMU Record Fair is back next weekend, October 14th and 15th. Knockdown Center, Flushing, Queens. Look it up online on the website WFMU.org for all the information you need.
Far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.